sometimes as parents, we feel alone. You know, you get it in your head, you're the only one struggling with this, or, you know, just something silly like that. But honestly, I can tell all the parents out there that just understand you are not alone. And Little Kitchen Academy provides opportunities. It's a safe environment. It's a learning environment. It's a healthy environment. And it's all of those things. Just take a chance. Put your kiddo in it. Watch the smile. And you will feel so grateful at the end of the day that you have given this opportunity to your child. I know we've experienced it, and we just can't say enough about it. It's blessed our life.
A good kitchen produces good food, but a great kitchen brings people together. Welcome to Meet Me in the Kitchen, a podcast inspired by Little Kitchen Academy and supported by Birkenstock, exploring the key ingredients to a meaningful life and how they are changing lives from scratch. Here's my dad and your host, Scott Rintoul.
Parenting is hard. And while there's no shortage of literature, videos, or advice on the subject, there's no real handbook. Because every child is unique, and so is every family's situation. So when challenges arise, and there are different challenges for every single family, they can feel insurmountable. It might be for a couple of hours, or days, or months, maybe even years. And I can tell you from experience, there are times when you're just not sure you have the answers for the challenges that your child is facing. So when you find a solution that really resonates with your child, and you see them light up inside, it's emotional. Feelings of joy and gratitude colliding with relief and pride, it's really not easy to describe. But I think you'll feel it when you listen to Jennifer and Rob Coffey talk about their daughter, Nora. Nora has encountered a number of challenges in her young life, not the least of which was a condition that hindered her ability to consume food. Jennifer and Rob did everything in their power to help their daughter, and through various resources, Nora did make some progress. But her breakthrough moment truly happened when she walked through the door into Little Kitchen Academy in Denver, Colorado. It really is a remarkable story, and one that will hopefully inspire you to take note of what you are really grateful for in your own life. Here now is my conversation with Jennifer and Rob. The Coffees in the Kitchen. So this is our September episode, and September means children are back in schools, and it also means football is back on the field. So do I find a couple of Broncos fans in Colorado or Buffalo's fans? Who am I talking to here?
I'm more of a college football fan. I'm a Georgia Tech fan.
All right. We got Georgia. We got out of state here.
Right.
That's okay. You got to be loyal.
We've been in Colorado for about 3 years now. So we are getting used to the environment and the area, and we just love it.
Excellent. And part of you getting used to it is going to Little Kitchen Academy. And that's the reason that you and I have been brought together today. So let's talk about that off the top. How did you find out about Little Kitchen Academy?
We saw one of the grand opening announcements through the newspaper. And literally, it was one evening, you know, scrolling through my phone right before bed. And all of a sudden, I saw a grand opening announcement, Little Kitchen Academy coming to Denver, opening soon. The next thing I know, I'm running down the stairs with tears in my eyes, talking to my husband, going, oh my goodness, this is happening. You can't believe this. It's wow. We were so excited because it was going to be another educational opportunity for our daughter who has a pediatric feeding delay. And we were so excited to have this opportunity for her. So I started like registering on the spot.
It was about 5 minutes after she saw the announcement. We had our daughter in a class.
That's wonderful. And I want to come back to what her experience has been like at Little Kitchen Academy. But why don't you tell me a little bit about your daughter, Nora? How old is she? What is she like? How do you describe her?
She is 8 and a half. She stresses the half. She's great. She's always interested in things. She gets excited. But kind of there's a backstory to this and why Little Kitchen Academy meant so much. When she was very young, she had trouble switching off of baby food. It was a textural thing. And we started looking at feeding programs, and we were in a small town in Kentucky, and there wasn't a lot of great options there. But one thing they noticed was a problem with her speech, and it all led to her being diagnosed as on the autism spectrum just after she was two. And so we got her therapy for that and started on speech. And finally, and when she was about 2.5, so right about 6 years ago, September, we started her in a program in Evansville, Indiana. Speaking of Denver Broncos, is now at the Peyton Manning's Children's Hospital. He made an investment while she was going through treatment there. And she got to be in a commercial with Peyton Manning, actually. And so she spent about a year going through feeding therapy there and finally got over her textural aversion and began to eat solid foods. So anything to expand her food horizons is something we look forward to. And that's why Jennifer was so excited when she saw Little Kitchen Academy, because the idea of getting her into this and being able to cook these items and then bring them home and cook them for us, and it expands what she will eat and what she will try. So it's been really good.
Well, we're so grateful to Peyton Manning Children's Hospital in Evansville, Indiana. This is a nationally recognized pediatric feeding program for kiddos that are coming across the country for this program. And we were so fortunate to get Nora in as a patient there. And the doctor there is amazing. And she was really able to take some unique techniques and teach the kiddos how to eat their food, how to not have issues with texture, and learn that food is for health and for quality of life. And so we really struggled with that early on. We didn't know what to do. We didn't know the resources that we needed. And Peyton Manning's Children's Hospital just stepped right in. They were able to help us. And this program, we can't say enough good things about it. And the Ronald McDonald House, which was right next door, you know, they brought alongside us in this program. They helped us through. We were there so many nights at the Ronald McDonald House, but in the end, we could only do so much through that program, and they graduated her out of it. But we still needed some additional therapies as a result of that. We've continued that down the road, but Little Kitchen Academy, again, came right alongside us and helped us as an additional resource, and that's what we're most grateful for.
I know as a parent myself, in those early years when you're trying to figure things out, feeding and eating is such an important part of it. And it can be a very stressful part because you just don't know as a parent. And more than anything, you just want your child to be properly nourished. What was that time like for you two as parents?
It was difficult. I mean, it was literally anything with any chunky texture at all, she would immediately spit out. I mean, from a very young age, even things like the puffs, she had never liked them. We just thought she didn't like them. And she was eating good amounts of food, but it was only like baby food and pouches and things like that. And part of the process that they did, and this is one of the things that was difficult, was they said, stop all of that, but for now, blend whatever you're eating and feed that to her. So we put some stuff in a blender that does not need to be blended, but you can blend all kinds of things. And we destroyed a few blenders along the way. I ended up with a pretty high quality blender, but about 6 months of blending everything. And then she started one day, just picked up a cracker and ate it. And then from that point on, it was figure out which solid food she would try and move forward. But it's hard to go through that where you have to take a blender with you everywhere and you have to, you know, blend everything to this mush to get her to eat it all.
And it was so emotional because we wanted her to just go through the regular stages of life to experience new flavors and new textures. And we couldn't make her understand that food is supposed to bring joy and it's supposed to bring, you know, happiness, that I can nourish my body in the right way. And we were just really struggling trying to get her to make sure that she had enough nutrients in her diet to be sure that she was getting the strength that she needed through the food for her brain to grow, for her to become strong and healthy. And so we really struggled with all of that. And just to get to the point where she would eat anything that had texture, we felt was just amazing.
I'm sure that moment with the cracker was a light bulb going on and a real big step in the right direction to where you find yourself today. And I can only imagine, because you mentioned, Jennifer, that food is something that brings happiness and nutrition, and it's such a sense of connection. That's where families get together on a daily basis, and that's where people interact and share stories. And I can imagine as parents, your fear was not only is the nutritional aspect taken away here, but it's that social connection that's taken away.
Well, I don't know if Rob was with us that day or not. Nora and I spent so much time at Ronald McDonald House individually, you know, just the two of us, because Rob was with his work at that point, and we would have to go for several days at a time for the specialized treatment. And Ronald McDonald House, all the pediatric feeding families would come together, you know, in the evenings and kind of share our stories and share everything, the happiness, the disappointment of the day. And I can only imagine it took me about half a second to get Rob on the phone to tell him, she ate a cracker. I can't believe this. And just to share those moments with our extended pediatric feeding families. But just between Rob and I as a couple, I mean, having to go through so much with a child with high functioning autism. As Rob said, you know, Nora is so smart. She loves math. She loves science. She's in piano and violin and ballet, equestrian. I keep her in all these extra non-medical treatments as well. I'm always looking for opportunities for her to grow her social horizons, for her to make new friends. And that is such a huge part for us with Little Kitchen Academy, because, you know, there's kiddos her age and they come around a common goal, which is being in the kitchen and creating a fun recipe. But it's a recipe that the ingredients, it's like blueberry scones or risotto, lemon asparagus risotto recently. And Rob and I were just thrilled with the recipes, especially the three sessions. And you can get a breakfast and a dinner and a dessert and all of that opportunity. And then sharing around the community table and getting to go and pick out your ingredients from the freezer or from the
herb garden.
The herb garden. Yes, all those things. It's just the whole atmosphere of Little Kitchen Academy. It just brings full circle to all the treatments and everything that she's been through.
That living food wall from Lettuce Grows is one that often gets mentioned because the children get to go and they get to experiment and they can pick and try whatever they want. And it is one of those joyful moments for children. I want to jump back to registering Nora in Little Kitchen Academy and hoping that it's going to work, and then seeing what happens after the first session, 2, 3. How has she changed?
Oh my goodness. She will actually come home and talk excitedly about food. When we're in the kitchen as a family cooking at home, she will want to taste the sugar or taste a different item. And that has never happened before. She likes to keep up with her recipes. I mean, we're one of the first families there, and we're always taking a picture on our phone in the front entrance area of what they're going to make that day, because we want to take it home with us and we want to be able to try it. And then when she comes out and she's bringing her recipe, you know, the leftovers that she has created, and then we can go home and we can try those, and, you know, mommy and daddy get to try this. And there's an excitement there that has never been around food.
And one of the things talking about tasting, and I know they let them try everything that's going into it. And then she does that at home now. So she tries all the spices, which is funny sometimes because the raw spices, sometimes she'll like cayenne pepper was one. She tried it and it's like, oh, okay, maybe I shouldn't be trying that as it is. But she always wants to try all of the ingredients that are going into a recipe. So, I mean, yeah, that was not happening before she started there. And that's how they do it, you know, where they let them try. What's this taste like before it goes into the recipe?
Right. And she'll tell you, like, I can't taste a raw egg because, you know, that's not allowed and that's not healthy. So she's learning all of these different concepts of being in the kitchen. She's learning how to use the equipment. She's learning how to, you know, turn on a stove safely. You know, she's getting to do this with several kiddos. They're small class sizes, but they're very manageable. They make all the kiddos feel individualized, like they're the most important kiddo in the room. And, you know, we're grateful as parents because we know that it's a safe environment. You know, it's very controlled atmosphere in terms of, you know, you drop your kiddo at the door and then the doors are locked and it's a safe environment. We feel comfortable leaving her there. Gotten to know the folks from the Denver office quite a bit, the Denver location, but we're always cautious of, we don't know that we can leave Nora because of people not understanding autism, people not understanding a feeding delay, just things that we as parents have had to be challenged with over the years. But at Little Kitchen Academy, we feel safe doing that. And it's a relief for us because it's a 3-hour session where we can go to lunch and feel confident that Nora's taken care of, that she's safe, and that she's learning something fun, that she's making friends. In my heart, in our heart, it's more than just happiness. It's just a contentment that my child is taken care of.
I think anyone who's a parent can relate to that. Anytime you take your child to a new activity, regardless of whether your child has some sort of exceptionality or something that's a little bit different from the average child, you want to know that your child is safe. You're not sure if it's going to work or if your child's going to enjoy it whatsoever. You shared the cracker story. I'm wondering if you can share what it was like that first time you picked Nora up and saw what that session was like for her.
Oh my goodness. I can tell you, as a parent of a high-functioning autism child, when I first dropped her off, I couldn't be quiet. I wanted to tell them all the rules of Nora. You know, I just wanted to make sure they understood. And, you know, they were very kind. I can't say enough about how the team came alongside us in that. They could sense my hesitation. But when the class was finished and I saw Nora coming out with her recipe that she had created and there was a smile on her face, you know, we drive about an hour for Little Kitchen Academy. So we make a commitment as a family that we are going to go and participate in this for Nora's benefit. And so on the drive home, she was just telling us everything, all the little details of how she did this or that, or stirred this up, or added this spice. Rob and I kind of looked at each other and we were like, our daughter is talking about food in a good way and being in the kitchen and all of those things that we just didn't see possible for a long time. And like I said, this has come back to us as far as the therapy that she went through. We needed an additional resource because, you know, at the end of the day, we're just mom and dad. And I say she's a third grader now, going on a teenager, but we needed someone to come alongside us and say, these are the additional things you can do. These are the additional opportunities. And so that's what Little Kitchen Academy did for us, because we couldn't do it alone. And we realized that. And now we're just so grateful that, you know, she wants to go back. She's like, when's my next session? And for us, that's like total success.
It's wonderful to hear you talk about all of the apprehension you had going in, because I find that relatable as well. One of the stories that has commonly come up from parents is they show up, they see the recipe. Oh, my child's not going to like that. You're going to have to allow my child to do something a little bit different. And the instructors there say, okay, well, thank you very much, but we'll let the child lead and see if that's something that the child does or does not want. How important was it for both of you to see that Little Kitchen Academy wasn't interested in what your daughter could not do, but interested in allowing her to show what she could do?
I mean, I think it's really important. And there's been recipes she's made that she's eaten a bite or two and said, this isn't for me. But she's taken those one or two bites of everything. She hasn't just flat out rejected anything. Sometimes there's some that don't get remade, some that do. But the fact that she would try anything, because I know we have difficulty at home sometimes getting her to try new things. But yeah, in that environment, the way it works there, she's very comfortable and she's willing to try it. So we're really grateful for that. And I think that was one of the things when we first saw it. She's in a Montessori elementary school and she's been in Montessori since age 3. And so when saw this listed as a Montessori-based cooking school, that was immediately, okay, this is going to work. That was sort of our thought. So before we even tried it, we were hoping, yes, this is going to work, just like her school works well for her. And it does. That approach, letting them do it.
Letting them have the independence that they're responsible for the recipe. They're responsible for their little area there. Each kiddo has their individual spot. They put their names up on the chalkboard. Each kiddo has their own kitchen equipment, their own little stove. So there's really a sense of responsibility in the kitchen as well, that I'm responsible for making this product, this meal. And then she eats it and they all sit around and they talk and they enjoy. And you know, we struggled with that at first. It was like, well, how is she going to be able to do that? And you're right. It wasn't what she couldn't do. It's what she could do. We couldn't ask for more as parents.
Well, and one of the pillars of Little Kitchen Academy is inclusivity, and that this is an opportunity for all children, for all teenagers. And I certainly don't want to bring other organizations into this or put anyone else down, but I don't believe that's the environment you find with every activity for children, especially when you have a child with an exceptionality like high functioning autism. There are organizations that are very guarded. And whether it's from a liability standpoint or simply a fear of the unknown, they don't want to take the risk. I imagine that was a relief and just a joy for you to encounter at Little Kitchen Academy.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've had struggles. I say this often. Our most difficult challenge as parents is the summer season, because when school starts, I know that she's in an environment where her teachers know her, the administrators know her, they know us. She's in a protected environment, and we appreciate that. But for summer camps, it's always a challenge because there's different schedules, there's different opportunities each day. And while it's exciting for her to learn, you know, she doesn't always commit to the change. And it's frequent because it's every week, it's a new adventure. And so that is absolutely a challenge. But when we go to Little Kitchen Academy, it is 3 hours of peace. We know she's having fun. We don't have to ask, you know, is she upset because, you know, something isn't going right? Is she scared? You know, is she lonely? You know, we know she's surrounded by a great group of kiddos that are there to learn and have fun in the kitchen and try a new recipe. And actually, it's all the things that we would hope for her as parents. It's all found in that one spot. And meanwhile, we can go and just, you know, have a lunch ourselves. And it's really given us a chance to have a moment too, to just say, okay, what do we do next? You know, how can we best support Nora? And we've had some good conversations during those 3 hours of how best to help our family going forward.
And one of the things you alluded to earlier, as you talked about the joy that Nora finds in cooking and being in the kitchen and the Little Kitchen Academy environment, is that she's come home and she's participated in your own kitchen. What a wonderful gift that she's given you. What has she taught you through this?
Resilience. Don't ever give up. I mean, that's my main thing, because as parents, especially when you're dealing with autism or any really, you know, special need that your kiddo has, you want the very best for them. You want everything in a way to be perfect, but you know, life's not that way. We're not guaranteed that. But what we can be most grateful of is, I think throughout this whole journey, that we have had people come beside us and support us. And that's all we can ask for. And for her to find joy in things and want to participate and have new friends and all of these opportunities, I mean, we could not ask for more than to say, we've given our daughter every opportunity we can. We've sought out and found these therapies or programs, but also the fact that we were able to just find this advertisement for Little Kitchen Academy, and we did not know what we were getting into at that point, but then to come out of that with such happiness and such joy as parents and for Nora, it's just a tremendous blessing.
I imagine when you go through something as impactful as being at Peyton Manning Children's Hospital and Ronald McDonald House and the other families and children you're interacting with, that's a community that you probably stay in touch with to this day, maybe even her doctor. What has been the reaction from that community when you've shared what this has done for your family?
Oh, absolutely. We are great supporters of Ronald McDonald House of the Ohio Valley in Evansville, Indiana. We are in touch with Dr. Betsy Klotzen frequently as well. And, you know, we let them know that we were going to be on the podcast, and they actually sent us a little picture of Nora in the prize closet at Ronald McDonald House, because when the kiddos do something great in feeding therapy, they get to visit the prize closet if it's something excited. And on the day of the cracker, you know, she got to go pick out a special prize, and they were like, oh my goodness, do you remember this day? And now it's like, wow. Yeah, it's been a long journey. And, you know, even to this day, we still have struggles. You know, there are times when she just will not eat at the table. And, you know, we tease with her and we'll say, Nora, Peyton says to eat your dinner. And we just can't tell you how much it means for us as a family, because there is no way that we could afford this type of program alone. And for that type of investment for all of the kiddos, not just our family, but for all the kiddos, it's just more than I can say as a mom and as a family and as a protection over Nora. We are just beyond words blessed and thankful for all of the opportunities that have come along for her.
Well, and I know Little Kitchen Academy is thankful that you wanted to have this conversation, because whether you realize it or not, you are providing hope for those families and for other children who are struggling in some type of way with food or in the kitchen. And that's what this podcast has the opportunity to do. And I know not every child that you would have dealt with along the way has the opportunity to go to Little Kitchen Academy because of proximity, but maybe this can be a solution for those families and this can be a light at the end of the tunnel for them.
Oh, absolutely. You know, sometimes as parents, we feel alone. You know, you get it in your head, you're the only one struggling with this, or, you know, just something silly like that. But honestly, I can tell all the parents out there that just understand you are not alone. And Little Kitchen Academy provides opportunities. It's a safe environment. It's a learning environment. It's a healthy environment. And it's all of those things. Just take a chance. Put your kiddo in it. Watch the smile. And you will feel so grateful at the end of the day that you have given this opportunity to your child. I know we've experienced it, and we just can't say enough about it. It's blessed our life, and we will continue to buy those three-part sessions in bulk.
Well, that's great, and it's wonderful to hear that she wants to continue on, as do you, especially for a child who didn't want anything to do with the kitchen, realistically, for many years of her life. To know that she is in the kitchen enjoying herself, it feels like the perfect opportunity for me to ask you the question that everyone who comes on this podcast gets asked, and that is, what is the one ingredient that is always in your, and in this case, Nora's kitchen, and why?
We asked Nora this morning that, and she said the food ingredient that she said was vanilla, because she loves vanilla. She loves the smell of vanilla. She loves it in things. So flavor-wise, that's the one thing we always have is vanilla.
And then the second thing that I would have to add is just happiness, because we can get in the kitchen now as a family. We can make those chocolate chip cookies with vanilla. We can make Little Kitchen Academy blueberry scones. We can make the lemon risotto. We can make all of these different recipes. As a family, we're happy. And that's wow.
That's wonderful to hear. Is there anything in particular that Nora likes to cook or leads you down the road in?
Oh my goodness. Pancakes and waffles. We love that as a family. Mm-hmm. She loves to put on her little
chef's hat
and go to town with pancakes and waffles. And oh my goodness, if she, you know, lemon risotto, she can make that for me anytime she wants.
That's excellent. I'm getting hungry just hearing about it right now.
I know, me too.
There's the food part of it, which is obviously a really important part for your family, given the challenges you've been through with Nora's eating as she's grown. But there's so many other aspects to Little Kitchen Academy that make it such an impactful place. How about the social environment for Nora? Has it opened doors in that respect?
I think so. Well, there'll be some repeat children that are the same ones, especially when we do a session, because of the distance we space ours out, it's usually new people. And so, yeah, she's always meeting new people and, you know, having to work with different kids than she had to previously. And she seems to do really well at that. And she wouldn't get that somewhere else. And having that mix of, you know, it's 5 to 8 kids, it seems to be, in a normal session, and them working together and they're all making the same thing, but they're interacting and talking and eating together. And I really think it's been really good for her.
Right. And understanding at the end of the class that they're going to come together at the table and they're going to, you know, they're going to come in their little chef's coat and they're going to set their table setting and they're going to enjoy the recipe together and they're going to talk and all of those things. I mean, it's about manners. It's about coming together and experiencing that moment. That's the community. This is my community. these are my people. We're going to enjoy this meal together. And they talk and we can see through the window that she's laughing and she's enjoying and she's talking. And it's just more than we can ask for, that she's participating and enjoying, and that we get to see bits and pieces of that as she comes out of it with joy and then wants to come home and share that with us. We're grateful.
I want to once again highlight the fact that you as a family have made this commitment. It's not just your daughter. You're driving an hour each way because you're not located right in Denver, but you're making that commitment as a family. And you decided you'd make another commitment when you heard that there was the grand reopening of Little Kitchen Academy in Denver. You wanted to meet the founders. Why was that so important to you?
I saw the email come out that there was going to be a grand reopening, and I saw that Brian and Felicity were going to be there, and we made the commitment. Yes, we do drive, you know, an hour each way, but, you know, we made that commitment early on that this was worth it. We wanted Nora to participate in this program. And when we walked through the door, you know, we started to see some familiar faces from the team, and I said, Brian and Felicity, they're going to be here today. And they go, yes, they're right over there. And I had this perfect speech put together of what I was going to say and how, you know, important they were to us and how important Little Kitchen Academy was to us. And literally, I looked in their eyes and I burst into tears. I couldn't get it out of everything that we have been through, everything that we have, all the highs, all the lows, all of the roads we've had to travel through this. And to have this resource available as a parent that's going to help your kid, that's going to teach them something new, that it just, I tried to put all of that into words. And Felicity just took me by the arms and says, it's okay. I understand. I want to come alongside you in this, and we're here, and how can we help you, and how can we support you? And I told her, I said, you all have already done so much for us as a family, and we just want you to know that you are so important to us, and not just to Nora, but to other kids and other families out there that are looking for opportunities for their kiddos. And to whether it's, like you said, the social impact of it, you know, maybe they're a little shy or reserved, or maybe they have issues with feeding like Nora. This is a place where you can feel safe, where you can feel comfortable. And just the investment that they have made across all of these areas where Little Kitchen Academy is located. I mean, seek it out, find it, it's worth it. And to tell Brian and Felicity that face to face, and oh my goodness, you know, Peyton Manning and all of the opportunities there, and Ronald McDonald House. I mean, it's been a journey. It's not a destination with autism. It's going to be a continual issue. But to have a sense of hope through all of that, and Little Kitchen Academy provided that to us in this case.
That's a really wonderful story. And I can tell you, having spoken to Brian and Felicity this week, you made them cry too. I wasn't there, but I know you made them cry because of the impact you shared with them. So you gave them a gift, and I hope you know what it means to them to have helped your family in this way.
Well, thank you. That's great to know. We know now we have lifelong friends. We really do. And, you know, when we started at Little Kitchen Academy the very first day, you know, I was going in and telling the team about Nora and the pediatric feeding delay and all these things, you know, trying to get all the pieces in of Nora. It was part of a grand opening as well before the first class. And, you know, I was taking pictures of Nora with, you know, they had the display on the wall of Felicity and, you know, one of the Iron Chef participants, Kat Cora, you know, and I was taking pictures and I was trying to explain to her, like, you just don't know what this means to us. You know, this is, you know, in a way it was almost like, it's Little Kitchen Academy. It's an opportunity for kiddos. And I'm like, yes, but this is for my child. And we have been just struggling so much. And now we have this chance, and we took the chance, and we made the commitment, and we make the drive. And it has just been the best thing ever. And all I can say is if you all want to come to my house and help us cook every night, you're more than welcome.
I can see how much this means to you. And it's so lovely that you chose to share that not only with me, but with everyone who's going to hear this podcast. It's going to make an impact the same way that LKA has made an impact for you and Peyton Manning has made an impact for you. And I'm not sure if you know this, but you're following Russell Westbrook's wife, Nina Westbrook. She was on the last episode, and Russell Westbrook is now coming to Denver to play for the Nuggets. So we're bringing another celebrity to you.
Yes, that is amazing. We had saw the press release where Russell is involved with Little Kitchen Academy now. And I just want to take that opportunity to say too, thank you for the investment. Thank you for your belief in Little Kitchen Academy and what they're providing to Denver. We hope we get a chance to meet you and thank you in person too, because every person that provides an investment for these kiddos, we're grateful. We really are grateful. As so many families out there you're impacting, and we appreciate the investment that you make in a kid's future. It means a lot. As parents, for all of us, it's not just for our family. It's for the many families out there that can be blessed as a result.
Well, Rob, you said earlier you were a Georgia Tech fan. I don't know if that means that you're also an Atlanta Hawks fan, but we might have to switch loyalties here with Russell Westbrook playing for the hometown Nuggets.
No, I never got into the other Atlanta sports teams. So yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine with the Nuggets.
That's great. Maybe we'll see little Nora in a Russell Westbrook jersey here in the near future.
There you go. We would love that.
You two have used the term grateful often, and I want to express my gratitude to both of you. It's really been a joy and a pleasure to get to know you a little bit through this conversation. And I thank you so much for taking the time to share with me today.
Thank you again. Thank you.
Meet Me in the Kitchen is curated and produced by Toolkit Content. You can find more information about Little Kitchen Academy, including classes, locations, employment, and franchise opportunities at littlekitchenacademy.com. What's the one ingredient that's always in your kitchen?